This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hello, I'm Dr. Laura Murillo, President and CEO of the Houston Hispanic Chamber of Commerce. Our next guest has done so much for Harris County. He's been a great partner to our chamber and continues to work with us, our members, our businesses, and is doing a lot of great work to make sure Harris County continues to thrive. Our guest is Commissioner Tom Ramsey. Welcome. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you, Dr. Moreau. It's great to be here.
Absolutely. And you know, you've been on our program before, but I'm glad that we have this face-to-face opportunity. Harris County growing every day. Your precinct continues to thrive. Talk to us. What are some of the highlights?
Well, it is a great time to be in Harris County. There's been a lot of conversation about some areas growing and some areas not. But there's businesses moving to Harris County every day. A lot of my precinct is unincorporated, which means there's not necessarily the services that you would be used to in an incorporated park.
Yes.
And a lot of people may not necessarily understand that the city of Houston comprises roughly half the county in population. Well, the other half of the county lives in unincorporated Harris County,
yes,
much of which is in Precinct 3.
Well, and often, especially media, focus a lot on City Hall and the city of Houston. And Harris County had, I think, for a long time kind of been under the radar, if you will, and now certainly a lot of just awareness of how large Harris County is, the budgets that you all individually and collectively are responsible for, infrastructure projects, and so much more. So I think people are becoming more aware of it. You're seeing it a lot more, and it's so important that Harris County continues to do well at all levels.
That's right. And yeah, businesses look at services.
Yes.
Because at the end of the day, they're not terribly interested in what's going on in Washington or Austin. They really need to know how their roads are going to be fixed,
yes,
or how their drainage is going to be addressed, or how an issue in a park, for example. We have 72 parks,
mm-hmm,
in Precinct 3. So it's really what I call the basics,
yes,
of operating a business and raising a family.
Speaking of parks, so I know, especially in your area, some phenomenal parks. It's wonderful to be out there every now and then and see these parks just full with people playing soccer, having picnics, exercising, and you've paid a lot of attention to services as well in those areas.
Yeah, we do. We mow every park every day.
Mm-hmm.
Again, that's 72 parks. Mow it every week, and then we actually clean the restrooms and do all those things, mm-hmm, every day. But the other thing is they're safe. When you want to go do something with your children after work, after school, and you need a safe place to go, we really consider those as refuges for people to go and have a quiet time and do things. That's a real important part, I think, of what we as a county should be doing.
Very important work. And speaking of which, unfortunately, we've experienced so many natural disasters. And unfortunately, we live in a zone where that's likely to happen again. What's your take on infrastructure? You voted against the tax increase recently, but from your perspective, what else can Harris County do to make sure that we're ready for that next storm?
Well, I think the precincts, there's four precincts in Harris County. I think from the precinct level, commissioner level, we are prepared to respond. So in many ways, we have four specific entities that has to have debris pickup. They have to have the ability to rescue people, could be in boats or otherwise. Just in Precinct 3, we've had three disasters this year. We had the major, what I call the May Day flood, 30 inches of water comes in, 30 inches of rain comes into North Harris County. Then we had the derecho, and then we had Beryl. Dr. Merlo, we picked up over 1 billion cubic yards of debris because of all those disasters over a 2-month period. Well, that's in addition to repairing roads and doing drainage improvements and other things. But the county staff and all 4 precincts, yes, working, and I borrowed trucks from this precinct and they borrowed from me. We figured out how to get it done. And I think that's how county government should be operating.
Yes.
You shouldn't be sitting there saying, well, I'm sorry, I can't get to you. No, we need to figure out how to get it.
More holistic approach, yes, to running the county. And so from your perspective, do you see more interaction, more collaboration with your colleagues?
Absolutely. There is I can give you 20 examples of issues that we've identified that we need to take more of a proactive position with. It could be flood related, it could be roadway related. At 2 commissioner courts ago, I requested for a even distribution of Hector funds to each one of the precincts that would allow us to take care of our roads in a more planned way.
Yes.
I got great support from the entire commissioner's court. So when people say, well, is the county really functioning that way? We really do function well together. I think a lot of what you read in the paper that maybe there's some issues here or there, in terms of the commissioners, we're working well together.
So for you, what are some of your top priorities between now and, let's say, the next year?
Well, infrastructure, public safety, and when I say lower taxes, what I mean by that, and I'll start there, is wasteful spending. I think what Mayor Whitmire is doing in evaluating everything in the city, I really think that's what I would like to do in the context of Precinct 3, where 1.2 million people, I want to make sure that every dollar that the county is spending,
yes,
is actually doing things that matter to people. So on the wasteful spending side, on the tax dollar side, our budget this year in general tax rates is $2.6 billion. That's a lot of money. And let's be sure that we're just not doing the same things we did last year. Are there ways to improve it, to free up money so we can invest in those things, in those areas that we need to? But public safety and infrastructure are really what people talk to me the most about in terms of what we can do to improve.
And certainly looking at the private sector to pick up some of these needs, if you will, I think that that is the way of the future. Cities, counties, there just isn't enough money to take care of some of the very pressing issues. Some of them, quite frankly, educational, perhaps even social needs that are definitely out there that maybe are not the best use, perhaps, of taxpayer money. Infrastructure, of course, that's core. Those are some core defined areas of interest.
We have over 31 nonprofits in Precinct 3. They do incredible work.
Yes.
My job is to help them, whether it's food related or whether it's a place to stay overnight, those sorts of things. We have great nonprofits. There's many things that the nonprofits do that they need to focus on and the county does not need to. We probably need to focus more, in my opinion, on infrastructure, on drainage. When I talk to small businesses, again, they asked me, I know there is a tire shop or two that located near my office in the Spring Branch area, and they just need to know that there's going to be patrols,
yes,
near their businesses. They need to know that they're not going to be flooded. They need to know that there is some predictability. Because if we support businesses in that manner, they're going to thrive.
Yes.
But when they have to worry about being broken into, or they have to worry about whether their business is going to be flooded the next time it rains 20 inches, then that's not sustainable. So building a more sustainable infrastructure, a more sustainable neighborhoods, that I think is going to help businesses more than anything.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And your experience and education as an engineer certainly has come in handy, hasn't it?
Really has. You do these things. I've worked with 50 cities and 20 counties in Texas. I probably have had enough experiences. I know what not to do in terms of dealing with issues. But certainly when I have folks in a particular neighborhood come to me and say, can you improve our drainage? And specifically, we may not be able to get you 100-year flood protection, which is kind of the standard. We may not be able to do everything, but we can do something. Yes. And the something part is what I think people makes it. I talked to two constituents today. There was a concern about traffic in their areas. And I simply said, we'll look at maybe some flashing lights, some signals, some other things. Too often, I think, when a constituent takes the time to call you and ask you for something, you should respond. We've got over 2,000 requests in now to do service requests within the precinct. Every one of those have been called back. They've been told when we're going to get to it. It may be next week and it may be in 2 months, but at least the constituent is sitting there and saying, okay, my government is trying to address an issue that I brought up.
All of these things so important. I want to make sure we give you the opportunity to share with us anything else that you'd like to talk about before we wrap up.
Flood control is important.
Yes.
And I know that we're having discussions now. Well, maybe we do increase the tax rate related to flood control, the Harris County flood control tax rate.
Yes.
Well, Commissioner Garcia and I looked at that. His bringing experience from the city of Houston, being sheriff and other things, me coming from 40 years of engineering. And we really found that yes, we've got over 2,500 miles of channel in Harris County that is not being maintained. Those are the kinds of issues when I talk to neighborhoods, can you at least tend to the channel, clean it out,
yes.
There's silt and they hadn't been mowed in 2 years. Those sorts of things. So creating a robust maintenance program within flood control is something that's very important.
So very important. We've enjoyed working with you, your team, the judge, commissioners, and others, because the relationship that we have with you all is so very important. We need Harris County and our businesses to thrive and grow, and you and your team have been a significant part of that. We really appreciate your ongoing investment and time in the Houston Hispanic Chamber of Commerce.
Thank you, Dr. Morello, for all that you do.
Thank you so much. We'll see you guys next time. Goodbye.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.